going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I look at this year as a poison pill. That said, a year from now, you might be replacing 4 of your 5 guys on the offensive line. Maybe 5 if DeJuan Jones can't...
If DeJuan isn't good, yeah.
Can't keep some weight off him. So that's a real concern for me. And so I thought this year, like, because you didn't take another developmental guy this year, it's Luke Whipler, Cohen, the kid from Miami, who I don't remember if we saw at all last year, and... Oh, Zach Zinter.
Who we hated last year.
Yeah, one of those three
guys. Was awful last year.
One of those three guys better show up this year and give you at least one other guy to kind of throw out there every day.
And Zach Zinter right now is holding on to the idea that you just hired, basically a clown as far as your offensive line coach.
Well, and here's the real concern. I don't know that Zach was drafted in the principles that you've been drafting guys for several years, which is the wide zone. Because Andy Dickerson, may his career rest in pieces, that's not what he was trying to... So they weren't drafting for the same purpose. So now I don't even know if Zach Zinter fits what you want to do.
No, but it is interesting, because my immediate thought when it was all, when the dust had settled was, oh boy, this offensive line is going to be interesting moving forward.
I just... Man, that's it. But that being said... I like the draft. Like, I think if you look
at... I like the draft, too.
Well, I think,
but that's why it made it so confusing, though.
I think...
It made it so confusing because I don't know what they're going to try to be. I really don't. Like, I don't think this is... You said the poison pill year. It was headed in that direction up until they started taking 2 quarterbacks and 2 running backs. It was headed in that direction. I don't know that they're looking at it that way right now.
Why would any of that change what they're trying to do this year?
If Shador looks great in the preseason, maybe all of a sudden, if you have the, because you got a run game, you have tight ends. You're missing pieces. There's no doubt about that. But you can have a 6, 7, 8, 9 win team.
Well, okay, but if that's with Shador, and let's go 8 wins. Let's say Shador steals the job, right? He goes out there 8-win team. Is that not the best thing that could happen? If he's good, he doesn't have to be great next year, but if he's good...
Right, but that's the opposite of the poison pill is my point.
Okay, but I'm rooting
for Shador to be great, and then that answer's solved.
I think my point is, you put bodies in the room that any one of these guys can theoretically go out there, surprise everybody, and do it. That's not what you plan on. You plan on, I'm going to try and build this thing... And see if at any point we see any of these three young quarterbacks. But, like, that's the best case scenario. The most likely scenario is Joe probably wins the job. You probably flip-flop between quarterbacks. At the end of the year, you get the Jalen Hurts treatment for either Shador or for Dylan Gabriel. I think that's the most likely scenario.
You think Joe wins the job? It's interesting because, well, first off, Joe DeLeon was of the belief that Dylan Gabriel could be traded before you even got to the season, which I thought was interesting and outside the box. I yesterday thought Joe Flacco would be the starter, the same way you're saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It just makes more sense to me now that you throw Kenny Pickett out there if Shador doesn't win the battle and start off right away.
I think Kenny Pickett is the obsolete guy.
I just don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing with Joe Flacco because he's going to offer zero upside.
Well, I mean, I think Joe keeps you competitive. I think Joe gives you a chance to win early in the season. And then if he's putting up good numbers, but you're 2-5, or 2-5 is a little early, but 2-7, maybe you go, all right, the rest of the season is about Dylan. The thing that I don't love about this is it is setting up for if one of the rookies doesn't take the job in camp, you will be set up for we got to find out what we have in those quarterbacks. And that ends up destroying careers at the end of the season, specifically for head coaches, coordinators, and defensive coordinators.
Well, and I think an odd situation the Browns have found themselves in is that if Flacco, let's say, does do the 7-9 game starts, whatever that is, and then the wheels fall off the bus because he's 40 years old and that has a real chance of happening, whoever steps in after that is going to look better. They're going to look good. And then it will be to the point where if it muddies up what you want to do in the 2026 quarterback class, I don't know that that's what the Browns want. The Browns need a definitive answer by the time you get to the end of the season.
I don't know that the Browns think like that. I don't think most teams think like that. I think fans and media think a lot about you have to have definitive answers in one-year silos. It's the best-case scenario that you do, but I compare it to – I don't think anyone's made this comparison. To me, if Shador goes out there and you win 4 games – But Shador's not the reason. Like, he actually looks good, but he doesn't look good enough that he got you over the hump. That's not going to stop you from drafting somebody. And it reminds me of, like, when San Diego had Drew Brees. Now, Drew played for a little bit longer. I think it was, like, 3 years. And then they drafted Philip Rivers. And then I think Drew started either 1 or 2 years, then left in free agency, and then Phil took over.
Mm-hmm.
Just somebody stabilizing the quarterback position just enough that if you need them to start next year – is actually one of the better situations. Like, you can also make the comparison Gardner Minshew starting for 2 years in Jacksonville before they drafted Trevor Lawrence. Like, those, I think, are in the realm of possibilities of things that could happen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And with the Browns and these quarterbacks.
I mean, the possibilities really are endless, though. That's why I've been telling you it's so much fun to me, though. It's because we do. There's such extremes, high and low, and the lows really aren't that low, all things considered, because if it just flames out and doesn't work out, maybe Dylan Gabriel's your backup for the years to come, and Shador's just a fifth-round pick that you just didn't have to, you don't have to deal with anymore.
Do you agree, by the way, that the Browns are closer to being winners of this draft than losers?
I think they won, yeah.
Yeah.
Is anybody looking at this as losers?
What's been interesting is they've been dinged more for trading down out of two than they have for, like, the Dylan Gabriel thing.
I saw it a little bit differently. I thought at the end of night one, I thought universally people were just praising, maybe not necessarily the move out of two, but the draft and the asset haul that happened. I felt like I was seeing A's everywhere if we're doing, like, the grading system. And then it felt like as the weekend moved on, by the time we got to the end of it, maybe it was the Gabriel pick, maybe it was It can't be the Shador Sanders pick because that was just extreme value. But it was the two quarterbacks, two running backs.
Shouldn't that be the kicker? Like getting Shador in the fifth round, if you thought they were a B before that, that
should put you over the hump.
That should take it like an A plus just for value, whether you like Shador or not.
You'd think so, but what was odd is that at the very end of it, then it felt like then it was more A B territory for a lot of people. Not for me. That's an A draft. I love this draft.
That's not Andrew Berry territory. You're
saying
not
Andy Baskin or Andrew Berry.
All right,
any of the ABs. Actually, Andy Baskin's the original AB. In my mind,
I think he wants
in my mind
original.
Take that, Andrew Berry.
And Antonio Brown. And Antonio Brown's Twitter account. 216.
All in my mind.
474-0092.
Every time Antonio Brown tweets out, I actually think it's Andy Baskin.
That would make it even funnier.
Little fun fact for you.
I kind of wish Andy Baskin tweeted like that.
That'd be really funny.
I must follow. Right? The what of the day there, AB? Jim in Strongsville is called into Acostas. Jim, welcome to the show, buddy.
Good afternoon, fellas. Listen, I cannot stand here. I stand for the Zenter talk that you two are coming up. That guy was coming off of a broken fibula and tibia in the last game of his college career, and you two, we didn't like what we saw. Oh, really? How many guys come
stumped,
off of injury?
Jim.
Major injury, John. Listen, you two are supposed to be undrafted free agents. You made it. This guy, he had good draft grade. I just think it's terrible to look at him right now and say, he was terrible. This guy's going to be a road grader. He's going to be a starting guard for this team for the next 10 years. And you two are just like, well, what? But I didn't see it this year. I don't know.
Jim, was he good last year?
He's coming off of an injury.
Was he good last year?
No. Yeah, you know
man,
the answer.
Man, you hate when you got to agree with a big fella.
You know the answer.
All right, who's your pick to start the most games this year for the Browns?
Shador. It's got to be Shador.
I think so.
Jim, I just saw Vegas odds for this, by the way. Shador Sanders, the amount of games that he would start, the over-under in Vegas, my friends in the desert, 2.5. I thought that was shockingly low.
I don't even see Joe Flacco making it to the opening day on the opening day roster. He's got the least upside, at least with these other three guys. You've got some upside where you can be like, okay, let's see what we got with these guys. Flacco, he's like an old dude that slings the ball around. He's going to throw as many pick sixes as touchdowns.
Yeah, but he'll actually throw touchdowns, unlike Kenny Pickett. Jim, we got a boogie, buddy, but thank you.
Later, boys.
The Zach Zinter apologist there. Jim from Strongsville. More from you guys in the Peterlin Pass coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.